This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Today's podcast features a reading from our holiday section. International Women's Day. Every year, on March 8th, International Women's Day is celebrated by millions of women throughout the world. This day provides the opportunity to remember the struggles of women throughout history, as well as the achievements they have made. Marches, demonstrations, concerts, films, and conferences take place to recognize the progress women have made in obtaining equality and also to assess the problems that many women around the world still face today. International Women's Day originated at an international congress in 1910 in Copenhagen, Denmark. Women from 17 countries attended the congress. At that congress, a woman from Germany named Clara Zetkin suggested setting aside a day each year that would be dedicated to fighting for equal rights for women all over the world. Zetkin proposed March 8th as this day because this was the anniversary of the first protest march against the terrible working conditions of textile and garment workers in New York City in 1857. At that time, many of the garment workers lived in crowded tenement houses and worked in fire-trap sweatshops for very long hours and very low wages. These conditions pushed many women to begin to fight for their political rights, the right to vote, and improved working conditions. Their enthusiasm gave life to the entire movement for women's rights. When Clara Zetkin first suggested making an International Women's Day, there were already signs of the outbreak of World War I. For that reason, she called on women everywhere to link their fight for equal rights with a fight to preserve international peace. Since that time, women's concerns have grown broader and more varied. From the principal demands for better working conditions and the right to vote, the focus has now turned to issues such as equal pay for equal work, equal opportunities for education and training, elimination of poverty, discrimination, and violence against women, improved daycare, and health services and global disarmament. In 1977, the United Nations General Assembly passed a resolution inviting every country to proclaim March 8th a United Nations Day for women's rights and international peace. Since then, March 8th has grown to become a truly international celebration. While International Women's Day is now celebrated in nearly every country of the world, the form and content of the celebration varies from country to country. In some countries, it is celebrated as an official national holiday and is used to show respect for the role played by women in society as mothers, workers, and citizens. In some places, this day is observed much like Mother's Day, with women receiving gifts and flowers. As well as being a day to recognize the progress women have made in their struggle for equal rights and world peace, many people use this day as an opportunity to raise awareness and money for disadvantaged women around the world. While a great deal has already been accomplished, there is still much to do. For questions and activities related to this podcast, visit ESLLibrary.com and choose our holiday section. That's all for today. See you next Wednesday.